This is your WRJN Daily News Roundup for 99.9 FM and 1400 AM in Racine and 98.1 FM in Kenosha.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. The Racine Common Council is moving its usual Tuesday meeting to Wednesday this week. The change lets members attend National Night Out events around the city. The meeting starts at 6 Wednesday night and will also stream on YouTube. Racine Unified students will get out early on 25 Wednesdays next school year. The district says the time will be used for teacher planning and professional learning. After-school care will still be available for younger students. You can read more about that plan at racinecountyi.com. The Kenosha Unified School Board is considering spending money on an outside staffing review to possibly cut administrative jobs. The district is trying to close a $17 million budget gap. The issue comes back at an August 19th special meeting. Heavy rain caused another sewer overflow in Milwaukee. MMSD says excess water entered nearby waterways in Lake Michigan Saturday afternoon. It's the district's second overflow this year. The Racine Zoo is grieving the loss of Changbai, a 19-year-old Amur tiger. She was euthanized after her health worsened this summer. Zoo staff say she'll be remembered for her independence and playful nature. And a new 339-unit housing development may be coming to Mount Pleasant. The Bear Real Estate Group wants to begin work this fall near Braun Road. The project includes single-family homes and townhomes. Village approval is still needed. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
For Civic Media News, I'm Connie Fellman. A massive search is still going on in Door County for a pair of kayakers who've been missing since Saturday evening. Authorities say the two 20-year-olds went missing after heading out on the water without life jackets near Washington Island. Multiple agencies searched late into the night Saturday and started again at 7 a.m. Sunday morning. The two still haven't been found. Authorities are asking the public to keep an eye out for the two. They're described as a 20-year-old man with brown hair, just under 6 feet tall, about 195 pounds, and a small woman of the same age, just over 5 feet tall and less than 100 pounds. A new report says Ben Wickler, the former head of Wisconsin's Democratic Party, is exploring a 2028 Senate run that could put him against Republican Ron Johnson. According to NBC News, Wickler has been in discussions about a campaign, and some Democrats see his current book tour as a way to build name recognition across the state. During his time as party chair, he focused on grassroots organizing and helped Democrats win statewide races and reshape the legislature through new maps. Johnson, who faces re-election in 2028, has said he'd prefer not to run again, but hasn't made a final decision. Work starts later this year on Wisconsin Dells Parkway. The Wisconsin Department of Transportation says crews will begin in September to reconstruct the stretch of parkway between Highway 13 and East Adams Street. The project includes pavement, curb, gutter replacements, as well as improvements to the shared-use path on the west side. Off-road work began earlier this summer. The project is set to be completed in the spring of 2029. Buildings at UW-Madison closed due to cooling issues are expected to reopen August 10th. The school shut down more than two dozen buildings at the end of June because of a broken chilled water line, leaving the facilities with little or no air conditioning. UW-Madison has been using temporary chillers to keep some buildings cool, but those will be removed once they're no longer needed. An Eau Claire man charged with having a gun on school grounds has recently entered pleas in court. A criminal complaint shows Andrew Shishuga went to Putnam Heights Elementary School and would not leave for 5 minutes after ringing the doorbell. Law enforcement said Shishuga applied for a job and was upset he wasn't hired. He was arrested on multiple charges. He has since pleaded not guilty on all counts and remains in custody on a $10,000 cash bond. A name synonymous with cheese in Wisconsin is taking a dip into a new product line from the West Coast. Family-owned Sargento Foods, based in Sheboygan County, is acquiring La Terrafina, a California company known for its premium dairy-based dips, spreads, and quiches. The sale is expected to go through in September. The 2026 Wisconsin State Fair is set to celebrate a historic 175-year tradition, anticipating more than 1 million visitors during its 11-day event, August 6th through the 16th. Held at the Wisconsin State Fair Park in West Dallas, the fair continues its mission to celebrate agriculture and local industries through family-friendly educational experiences. The Bank 5-9 main stage will host an exciting lineup of performers throughout the fair. The schedule kicks off with Hairball performing an 80s rock tribute on August 6th, followed by rap superstar Nelly on August 7th. Country music fans can look forward to Bailey Zimmerman with Chandler Walters on August 8th and a powerhouse performance from Wynonna Judd and Melissa Etheridge on August 9th. A few new fair foods on the menu this year: a Bayou Crunch Cup with alligator nuggets and a whole crawfish on top, bourbon deep-fried pecan pie, and a bugged-out frozen cheesecake on a stick dipped in chocolate and loaded with crunchy crickets and worms. And that's your state news update. I'm Connie Fellman for Civic Media News.
It's the Bucks and the Brewers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports Baseball. The Brewers opening a four-game series tonight against the Pittsburgh Pirates in Milwaukee. A rough day yesterday for Jacob Mizorowski. Despite only allowing two hits in six innings, the Miz gave up a two-run homer as the Angels beat the Crew yesterday 3-0.
I threw a pitch that I wanted and put in a great spot, a ball off the zone, and dude hit it.
Today is the trading deadline. The Mets sent former Brewer Freddie Peralta to the Tampa Bay Rays. NFL, Packers tight end Tucker Kraft is back at practice after a torn ACL 9 months ago. Jordan Love on the NFL Network.
I love him. He's a dog. You know, he's been doing nothing but great things. And I think for the whole O-line in general, just being able to get guys solidified, get guys back healthy. Obviously, Jordan Morgan going at left tackle, getting Zach Tom back healthy at right tackle. So, you know, I'm very excited. And it just comes down to being able to build consistency in that group and stay healthy.
From the Packers training camp with Sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
It is going to be mostly sunny today with a high in the upper 70s to low 80s here this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop to 61 for an overnight low. Tomorrow, another sunny, pleasant day with a high in the low to mid 80s. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your WRJN Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WRJN.com.